Monday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers.
Hello, catch-uppers.
How you going?
Nate, on this show, we're talking about ugly driver's license photos.
Mm.
I just want to applaud you. I think you look pretty good in all the ones I've seen of yours.
Really?
Yeah.
I always have a moustache because I always do it in Movember because you and I, we grow moustaches.
Well, that's when it expires and that's when you renew it.
Mm.
So you've always got, but I think you look, have you had ones before we've known each other that look ugly? I think you look, I mean, you look like you're a quarter Mexican, but.
Maybe I am. Hola. I've had ugly fake IDs. So,
oh, you had? I never had a fake ID.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, where was I going to go? It was in the country.
You couldn't find another ugly bloke.
Couldn't find someone as ugly as this guy.
Nah, you're not ugly, mate. You've just got a bit of an unfortunate photo.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear in this show I have a very ugly photo.
Mm.
Who? What was the name of your fake IDs?
Josh Cook.
Oh, you actually remember?
Yeah, Josh Cook. I remember his birthday and everything.
What was his? Oh, same as yours.
No. No, he was older.
Sorry, that's not how.
You definitely didn't have a fake ID?
Sorry, that's not how a fake ID works. It was exactly the same age as me.
You don't believe it. That's the only way you can find a fake ID, if they're the exact same person as you.
Yeah. So we found out Jimmy doesn't know what a fake ID is.
Shout out to Josh Cook.
Yeah, big fan of the show. Shout out to Joshy.
Just clearing up, his birthday's not the 30th
when
of April.
When is his birthday?
27th of February.
Okay. Yeah, they're different. They're definitely.
Remind me never to try and sneak in anywhere with you.
Yeah, well.
Daniel Ricciardo, he may ditch the shoey celebration.
Oh, that's his thing.
Yeah, and he might start doing the helmety because of trademark issues. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but Formula One, they've registered a trademark for the shoey in more than 27 countries in relating to flasks, glasses, bottles, mugs, sculptures and figurines.
You're kidding. So what, they're the only ones who can do it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. They didn't come up with it. Neither did Daniel Ricciardo.
Mm.
Shoey's been around.
Oh, years.
Long time. I believe it started in the surfing world.
Oh, did it?
Yes, I think so.
I thought it would have lasted even longer than that. Like, you know, like biblical era and they were doing it out of thongs and stuff.
Thongies. people are a bit angry that they have registered a trademark. I don't think they're successful yet. They've just registered. They haven't gone through. This is what Dan had to say about it. He said, to be honest, I've stayed off the internet for pretty much the whole time, but they trademarked the shoey, did they? Don't know what that means. I'll take my helmet up there and do a helmety or something.
A helmety. Yeah.
So he's having a bit of a laugh. Now, I've come up with three other suggestions I think maybe he could use if they do eliminate the shoey, which I argue they shouldn't.
Okay.
But first, I mean, just talk about here's the helmety. Are you a fan of the helmety?
Look, the helmety's good, but, I mean, it's hard because there's more than one opening. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so you've got where the eyes come out and where the head goes in. So unless you're going to close the screen, there could be leakage.
And it's quite big. Do you fill it up? How much?
And also hard to clean. I mean, shoes, you can just throw them in the wash. You can't throw a helmet in the wash.
Okay, I like that. All right. Well, I've got some suggestions.
Okay, yeah, great.
Can I get a drum roll? Is that all right?
For each one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, okay, the first one. Instead of the shoey, the kari.
Okay.
So he pours...
That's a lot of beer.
Look, it's a lot of effort, but look, big effort, big reward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So he'd get the pit crew to lift up the car.
Right, okay.
He'd pour beer into the car, they'd tip the car, and so it'd go into his mouth.
Yeah, okay. Would it go through, like, the petrol valve and out the side like a streamlined funnel?
Well, maybe just on his seat.
Okay.
Just on the seat of the car.
Yeah, see what you mean. I love the...
You can say no.
I love the idea.
Bit impractical.
Yeah, it's just a bit hard.
Okay,
just hard.
All right, next up. Instead of the shoey, this is close. This is pretty much the same. The socky.
Okay. Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, because you'll still have socks. If you can't do the shoey, it's very much the same.
Uh-huh.
Just pull the sock off, pour it into the sock.
Yeah.
Into your mouth.
Just a little bit, like the shoey's already like a bit gross.
Yeah, yeah.
The socky's probably even more gross.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know, do they sweat a lot when they're driving the cars and stuff?
I mean, yeah, I assume so. It shouldn't be getting pretty warm.
Yeah. Does it have to be the sock that they wore?
Oh, so you're saying...
Could they bring in the sock? And here comes like a fresh pair of socks.
He could get on the podium and like, because everyone's looking at him, just go, what's that over there? Everyone turns around, he pulls sock out from his pocket.
So if you do it like that, then yeah.
Okay.
If not, no.
Okay, well, I've only got one more suggestion.
Okay.
All right, so instead of the shoey, let me talk you through it, by the way. The cuppy.
The cuppy, okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking you pour it into a cup. And
cup, yeah, no, not that. No, okay, not a normal okay, cup. Okay, not okay, a normal okay, cup. Okay. So I don't think they wear them in motorsport, but because it was a shoe that he wore, you know, like a cricket box.
Oh, you mean a box?
Yeah, a cup.
Oh, right.
So put that into your pants, and then so, because it'd be easy to drink out of.
Mm.
So then when he gets up on the podium, puts the hands down there, whips it out.
Yep. Yeah. I see what you mean. Now, do they wear them when they race cars?
No, I'm saying they can.
Oh, they can.
Yeah, because it's not going to, you know, just slip one in.
Or, I mean, it would be perfect for someone like Steve Smith, because he's not playing cricket at the moment, so maybe he takes up car racing and then he can skull out of his box.
Yeah, but I think you have to win to do it.
Jim, at school, were you much of a, or when you're growing up, were you much of a crier? Did you cry as a kid?
Yeah, I know there's one thing I was notoriously, I'd cry at. Yeah. I don't think I've ever told you this.
No.
When we played footy, and I played rugby league growing up, grew up in a small country town on the border of Queensland, New South Wales, you would obviously score a try, and I thought I was pretty good at kicking goals, converting. Right. Okay. So you'd line up, kick goals.
Did someone tell you were good, or you just put it on yourself?
No, I usually knock them over. So that was okay. So good. In my head, I should always be kicking because you get another 2 points.
Because you never miss.
Yeah. But because it was like young and it was kids, everyone got to go at kicking goals.
Oh, they got to share it round at that age.
Yeah, they rotated it through.
That's like when everyone's the captain.
Correct. So I'd cry. Every time I didn't get to kick goals, I'd just sit on the ground, chuck a tantrum and just cry.
So, like, if you scored, would you cry because you've already scored the try? And then would you get upset that you weren't converting your own, or even if somebody else scored?
Well, no, it was just a rotating cast. So whoever scored, it didn't matter. It was just one, every kid would get a kick at goal, and I'd cry if it wasn't me. And you got to imagine there's, 13 on the park.
But did someone explain this to you, that everyone's got to get a go?
Yeah, but as a kid, you just all I'm thinking is, hey, I'm good at this. Why are you giving it to Jono? He can't.
Yeah, I mean, don't we want to win the game, you idiots? What are you doing?
And they're like, little Jimmy, everyone gets a go at kicking the goal. And I'm like, I'm good and I want to kick.
Would you go up and, like, pretend that you were going to be the kicker and then
I'd shove the other kid over and I'd take the ball from him.
And then make them cry.
The coaches would run onto the field and go, Jimmy, again, you've got to share this, and I'm an only child, so the idea of sharing is foreign to me. I'm like, I'm good at kicking goals. This is what I'm going
to
do.
I was a cryer at school too.
Yeah.
I used to cry so much that at school I had, you know how you have those little behaviour cards and you get like stamps if you're good behaviour?
I didn't have them.
So it's kind of like like a little chart.
Yeah.
And every time you were, like, well behaved.
So you got rewarded for being good.
Yeah, but so that was what normal kids had.
Yeah.
I had a cry chart. So every day that I didn't cry, I got a little.
What were you crying over?
Oh, this kid kept pushing me over and I wanted to kick the goal. What I thought we could do is we could play what I'm going to call the cry game. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'll give you these reasons and you just let me know if it would make you cry.
Cry now as an adult or cry as a child?
I reckon cry as a child.
Okay.
So as a child, would these things have made you cry?
Yeah.
All right, let's play the cry game. Reason number one. Little Jimmy is told you can't use mummy's makeup.
These are real reasons kids are crying.
These are real reasons.
I'm just trying to put myself as a kid. I don't
so
know.
So your mum Sue walks in, you put the lippy on. Hey, put that down, Jimmy. Put it down.
No, I'm going to say no. For me as a kid, no. I do remember having mates over for play dates, and I think someone suggested that once, like, let's go get your mum's makeup. And I'm like, why? I did jump in my mum's pantyhose once, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's on the list, mate.
No,
you can do that.
Not makeup.
Okay. Do that as much as you want. All right.
Here's the second one. Do it.
Little Jimmy, you can't dip your fingers in mummy's hot coffee.
I used to love dipping biscuits in tea and coffee, but as a kid, you're not old enough to drink coffee. Mm. But I like the taste.
Yes.
So I'd always stick my fingers in mum's coffee with a scotch finger or something.
She would love that.
Yeah, and I would have cried.
Yeah, she would have cried.
Don't do that. Yeah, would have cried on that.
All right. Little Jimmy, I'm so sorry. The people in the plane in the sky won't wave back at you.
Oh, yeah, no, I grew up in a really small country town.
So planes are rare.
I mean, I would have cried if I saw a plane, because I wouldn't have known what it was. Would have been like, there's a spaceship! We're under attack!
Little Jimmy, don't be upset that your sister didn't want to have a poop at the same time as you, even though you wanted to poop together.
Just a reminder, these are real reasons kids
these
are crying.
These are real reasons.
So a kid's upset his sister won't poop at the same time. That's adorable. Again, I'm an only child.
Oh, you always go when I go at home.
Hobart for the honeymoon.
Yeah, Jim, we're on a quest for Prince Harry, Meghan Markle to come to Hobart for their honeymoon after they get married this weekend, the 19th of May. Now, some devastating news. In fact, let's get rid of that because this is devastating news. Probably this is probably more appropriate. There are rumours that they have decided where they're going to have their honeymoon, and it's not Hobart. An unnamed source has said that they will be going to Namibia in Africa.
Namibia!
Quote, unquote, to get away from it all. To go to an isolated, beautiful resort.
Yeah.
Not Hobart. Namibia, apparently.
Where's Namibia? Is it in Africa?
In Africa, mate.
Yeah, well, they say Namibia is the Hobart of Africa.
So you're saying it's still a win?
Well, I'm saying, you know, sometimes life hands you lemons, Nath. You've got to say F the lemons and bail.
Well, I mean, it's not...
No, you've got to make lemonade.
It's not all doom and gloom because the palace haven't actually confirmed that's where they're going. It's just this unnamed source that said it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a few...
I mean, this unnamed source has obviously got around.
Yeah, a lot of news, reputable news sources are reporting this. Mm. It's not good for our quest.
Not good for something we've invested months
yeah,
in.
Look, you know, we wanted the royals to come in for the honeymoon. Yeah. And the looks of it, they're not. And it's Monday, they're getting married this weekend.
So we've got 5 days to change your mind. What does Namibia have that we don't have here in Hobart?
I don't know. I've never been to Namibia.
Well, there you go. So you've never even been.
Do you want me to Google Namibia and see what comes up?
Namibia. You got to spell it right. It's not Namibia.
I hate them. How do you spell it? N-A-B.
N-A-M-I-B-I-A. Namibia.
Namibia.
Search not found, surely.
The official Republic of Namibia is a country in the southern Africa whose western border is the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, so it's on the water.
Yeah, but we got the ocean too.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, we know the royals love their water.
Yeah, got
so
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I thought it was maybe surrounded by land. It's not. Yeah.
Anyway, not that great. Doesn't sound that good. So what I was thinking is it's not all completely doom and gloom, Jim, because there's still a tiny glimmer of hope. 2 weeks ago, I want to know if you remember this, we spoke to a man called Andrew Jenner. He's a friend of the royal family and a man invited to the royal wedding, and he told us this.
I sent an email off the other day to the secretary of the mayor because they have direct contact with the castle, which then goes to Buckingham Palace, blah, blah, blah. And saying that there's been a big push to get them to come over from yourselves for the honeymoon to Tasmania.
Oh.
I'm hoping that will get, you know, actually get through, whether they, you know, take much notice, I don't know. But I thought, well, I'll rally the cause and do what I can.
Oh, Andrew. God, I mean, man, let's give him two pairs.
Andrew, you're perfect, mate.
Still a chance, Jim. There is still a chance.
Yeah.
So he sent an email to the palace saying...
Yeah, okay. So, how long do you want to give ourselves then? Because I feel like it's...
Well,
it's
I mean, we've got trail. 5 days. Yeah, we don't have much of an option. So, I think we give 5 days to the palace. We'll get Andrew Jenner in here on Friday to reveal if they've replied or not.
Yeah.
5 days to get it locked in for Hobart to be the honeymoon place.
Well, I mean, I'd argue that's all we have because the wedding's on the weekend. So.
No, but we could make it less.
So, we're calling it on Friday whether or not they're going to come for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a betting man. I'll say that they're probably not going to come to Hobart.
Yeah, well, if they don't come to Hobart, I can assure you I will never go to Namibia. I'll be that angry at them.
We all have that person who's like no other. Yep, you guessed it. It is your mother. Whether you cuddle your pillow or you're a thumb sucker, everyone loves their mother tucker. Ah.
Yes, Jim, all mums are fantastic at tucking their children in, but who is the best mother tucker in Hobart? You and I have been searching for this person over the last couple of weeks, would you say? Because we're in our second week of it now.
Yeah. No, just last week it was.
Just last
we were
week.
Finding someone every day to compete in the great mother tuck off, supposed to happen Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the wet weather around Hobart, we did have to postpone, but it is happening today. We can guarantee 11 a.m. Harvey Norman City will be there in a bed, ready to get tucked in.
Now, we're about to check in with each one of our competitors, but first of all, I guess we need to check in. Are they okay to tuck today?
Yes.
Have they not been affected too much by the floods, and are they okay to tuck? And then they're going to give us some trash talk, okay, for their other competitors. Let's bring in competitor number one, Heather. Welcome to the show, Heather from Granton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Heath, we are fantastic. Now, first things first, are you okay to tuck today?
I'm more than ready to tuck today. So fine to tuck today.
Beautiful. Okay, you've ready, you've stretched, you've limbered up.
I'm sporting an injury, but okay. I'm still coming.
Okay, what's your injury, Heather? Talk to us.
I had a cuddling incident with my son and I've hurt my shoulder.
Was it a cuddle during a tuck in?
It wasn't. It was a
outside of the tucking.
It was a bad dream snuggle.
It's an external cuddle.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, you know what, Heather, I applaud you. You're a professional. You have an injury, but you're still going to play today, and we just really appreciate
well
you.
Done, well Heather. Done, Heather. And we'll let the judges know as well about your injury. Don't know if they'll take it into account, but we'll let them know.
No, look, that's fine. They don't need to. I'm ready.
Okay. She's ready. All right, Heather, execute your trash talk.
Oh, look, I was going to put my makeup on this morning, and I had a good thought about it, and I thought, you know what? It's game face day. So I put my game face on today instead.
Oh, bang! There we
go. All right, Heather's good to go. We've got Heather locked in.
Jackie from Newtown, welcome to the show, Jackie. Are you okay to tuck today?
I'm more than okay. Ooh. I'm pumped. I'm ready.
You're pumped, you're ready. Ready. Okay, Jackie, what have you been doing to get ready for the tucker off?
Well, I used the last couple of days, you know, for extra training. I come from a long line of mother tuckers, and I think I'm at peak form at the moment.
So you've taken advantage of the postponement. You've been at home training, doing sit-ups every morning.
Yeah, lots of tuck-ins, lots of tight tuck-ins.
Nice. Okay, Jackie. All right. Are you ready for your trash talk? When you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I heard that mother ringing up on Friday wanting a bit of sympathy because of the weather, but, you know, they can talk the talk. Let's see them tuck the tuck.
Oh, that's massive. That's huge.
Oh, Jackie's in. Okay. We've locked her in.
Alicia from Kingston. Welcome to the show, Alicia. Are you okay
Good
to tuck?
Good morning.
Are you okay
I
to
am.
Tuck?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. You sound like you're full of beans, Alicia. Have you been preparing for this day?
Of course I have. Of course. I'm always prepared, boys. Always.
How have you been preparing, Alicia, with your extra days?
By laying on the couch with my kids and giving them lots of cuddles singing my son to sleep every night, which takes about half an hour.
That's huge.
Yeah. So big. Those vocal poets are ready to go today.
Oh, you boys, you're in for a treat.
Okay. I don't know if I'll wake up. Alicia, when you're ready, execute your trash talk.
Look, I just want everyone to have fun today and absolutely celebrate my victory afterwards with a few beers.
Oh, yeah.
I see what she did there.
Wow.
You thought she was going all nice, then boom, got you with the knife.
And finally, Donna, welcome to the show. Donna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, Donna. First things first, are you okay to tuck today?
I'm going to tuck away.
Boom.
She's a big mother tucker.
Well done. Now, Donna, do you have a little bit of trash talk for your competitors?
Oh, I mother tucking do.
There it is.
All right, Donna, what is your trash talk?
Look, I've had so much practice over the last few days, and I'm not asking for sympathy, but I reckon I have tucked more than any mother has ever tucked before. I've had storms, sick kids, and I'm bringing a secret arsenal. So I've got my mum bun up, and I'm coming in for the win.
Oh,
I like that.
Wow.
Full of confidence.
This is huge, Jim.
Lock her in,
Donna. Goosebumps, mate. I've got goosebumps.
Well, today, again, if anyone would like to come, Harvey Norman City, Nathan will be there, tucked into a bed, ready to go, and we will find Hobart's best mother tucker. Everyone has to do it. It's just, it's a part of life. It's getting your driver's license photo. And then when your driver's license expires, you have to get it updated.
Mm.
And then when you go in, what do?
You take the photo.
Yes, you take the photo. Now, I never give it too much thought. I can honestly say every time I get there, I forget about the photo bit. You just renew your license and then they go, all right, we're going to need to update your photo. And you go, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, really?
I don't put much thought into it. And that's when I then go, oh, what am I wearing? Like, how do I look?
That's always the first thing I think of, but when I walk in, when it's too late to fix up how you look.
Oh, so as you're walking in, you're going, oh, crap.
Oh, God.
This is my head.
Because I see other people taking the photos, and I'm like, oh, well, it's too late now. You get what you get.
See, I didn't even realize that. And then every time I get there and I'm like, and it's that Russian roulette of like, oh, spin the wheel. What photo will I get? Now, I went in the other day and the kind lady said, right, we're going to have to get the photo. And I went, yeah, brilliant. So I walked to the, you know, you get the little spot and they take the photo.
Mm.
And I stand there and as I'm like literally, I just stood there. I went, oh, yep. I was just standing there waiting. And then she goes, all right, well, that's all done today. Your driver's license will be out.
Oh, no. No 3-2-1.
No 3-2-1. No, are you ready?
Oh, no cheese.
No, I didn't even know if I was looking at the camera.
Oh, God.
So then, because she goes, all good, that'll be out to you soon. Have a lovely day. And then she calls. She's like, next! She calls the next person. And I was sort of like,
And you can't even look to approve.
Yeah, and she just looks at me and she goes, are you all good, sir? And I went, was the photo good? She went, yeah, all good.
There's a very loose term for when a photo looks good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And by good, I think she just meant I was looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Now, I got my driver's license. It came in the mail on Friday. You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
So I've been saving this for you. I'm going to hand it to you. And if you just want to describe how I look in this photo.
Oh, here we go. Let's have a look at Jimmy's. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now,
well, first of all, you look a bit wider than you actually are.
Yeah, there was there must have been like a flash. I don't know if there was.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The thing was, I don't even remember the photo being taken.
Yeah.
She just goes, can you walk over there? And the next thing, boof.
Because I know the weather hasn't been great, but it hasn't been that bad. I thought you had a bit of a tan.
I'm glad you're focusing on the flash, because my girlfriend Courtney saw it and she thinks I belong in a prison.
Oh, no, I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll get to that.
Sorry, man, for jumping in. Yeah.
The second thing is you look very wide. A little bit chubbier than you actually are. Like, I don't know if there was a close-up or if it was one of those lenses that makes you look chubby. You know when you look in those chubby mirrors that make you look fat?
Yeah, it was a funhouse camera. Yeah.
And then the third
fact... I'm also 4 foot.
The third fact is you look like you should be in prison. It looks like a mugshot. Yeah. Like a prison mugshot.
And I look angry.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little smirk.
Is that how I always look?
More like happy with the crime you committed.
Really?
It's like I robbed that bank, but you know what? I'm happy about it.
Yeah, you didn't find all the money that I've hidden. And when I get out of here in 10 to 15 years, I'm going to get that money I buried in the backyard.
Do you have an ugly driver's license photo?
Yeah, look, or are you unhappy with it? I'm assuming you may think you're not bad, but maybe you're not happy with it. Look, I'm okay with mine. I'm ugly.
Well, the thing is, you have to be okay with it.
Yeah, look, if you do want to see a photo of it, you can head to our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. You can even vote there. There's a little Twitter poll.
Oh, we love a poll.
Is Jimmy a criminal? yes or no? Because I had to get a new driver's license, had to get it updated, went in to get the photo done, and it's happened. It's like a flash. And then
warning.
Yeah, she didn't warn. She goes, she just walked over there, and I walked over there, and then the next thing she just went, yeah, all good. I didn't even know the photo was being taken. And Nath, the results, look, they're not pretty, are they?
And you can't get it redone. That's the worst thing.
No, again, you do want to see the photo, you can head to our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath.
Bridget from New Norfolk, have you got a driver's license photo you're unhappy with?
Yes, I've got one from when I first became a mum, and obviously you can imagine being exhausted and stuff. I just look like a reheated poo.
Poo warmed up. Bridget, did you go in knowing you're going to get a photo? Like, what moment did you realise you're like, oh, actually, I've got to get the photo done?
Well, normally I just know that, obviously before you go in, you're probably going to be getting a new photo, so you try and look good, and then it comes and they just look bad anyway, and you're just like, oh, great.
Bridget, did you ask if they can put on a filter or something just to, you know, buff you up a little bit?
No, but that's probably something that they actually need to do.
Yeah, there should be a filter of choice after your photo gets taken.
Jamie from Mount Nelson, have you got a photo you're unhappy with on your driver's license?
I don't, but my mother-in-law does. She had the full moustache and everything.
Oh, no. Now, Jamie, did she know when she went in that she had the moustache?
No, she just got it as the photo when it arrived in the mail, and then she tried to hide it for years until we spotted it one day.
Jamie, was she doing Movember?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate, Jamie. Very unfortunate.
Christy from West Moona, do you have a driver's license photo you're unhappy with?
I certainly do.
Tell us about it.
I've got blonde hair, so when the flash has gone off, it doesn't look like I've got any. It's like I'm bald.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. So this is an issue I'm having. I look very, very pale in my photo. The flash got me. But
yes, and that close-up's shocking. So,
Christy, have you had to show people your license and they're like, that's not you?
You see them take that double look.
Do you have to explain that you have hair, but you just can't see it in the photo?
Yeah, I think maybe they think it's a wig. Yeah.
So there's no one grabbing your hair trying to pull it off to test if it's a wig, is there, Christy?
Oh, Christ, no.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it. That didn't make it.
Yeah, Jimmy, as you said, not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nate show make the Jimmy and Nate show. So what we do is we try and summarise those we missed in a little bit of magic for everybody.
Yeah, Nathan, we missed one, two, three. Three stozzers. A group of uni students in the US has created the world's biggest ball of wool. They unraveled it, and it was 2.5 kilometres long.
Yeah, originally they said it was 5 kilometres long, but the judges said, you can't pull the wool over our eyes. The students have been mates for a long time. They're a tight-knit group.
Oh, yes. Good.
Worth the wait?
Yeah.
Now, you know where they bought the supplies for this ball?
No.
Woolworths.
Yes, good. Children, men and women at a shopping centre have mourned the closure of their Taco Bell. Yes, their Taco Bell. It's like fast food for Mexican over there. It was shut down due to a lack of business.
Yeah, when asked, the owner said, I don't want to talk about it. When it closed, the staff tried to get in a cab together to get like a celebratory drink. But unfortunately, they didn't all fit, so they had to get a Mexi cab. The most upset, though, of the group was a girl called Care. Aw, poor Care. No los dos.
I couldn't even hear what you're saying, because you found that funny before you even said it. Do you want to re-say it?
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
The most upset of the group was a girl called Care.
Yep.
Aw, poor Care. No los dos.
Yeah. Better. Better. And finally, police in New Jersey said a mystery pooper. Yes, a mystery pooper responsible for reportedly leaving number twos all over a high school's field was identified as a nearby school's principal.
Now, the principal, Jim, he was devastated when he was caught. And because of this emotion, he wrote a very emotive song talking about his uncontrollable bowels. You know, I don't miss much, and I've got an exclusive play for you right now.
I need to poo. I need to poo.
Two things. Mm. First of all, a little bit of auto-tune on your voice there.
Sorry to talk about. I do need a shout-out to all the backup singers as well. There was four backup singers.
Oh, in that?
In that,
I thought you had a joke coming.
No. There was seriously some backup
singers. I thought you were going to say, I want to shout to the backup singers, especially number two.
Well, this guy's not backed up, is he?
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, Nathan, before we jump out of here and hand the keys and the ignition to Nicole. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
There's something we've got to address.
Yeah.
Now, everyone has that one friend that just won't stop singing. Mm-hmm. You all have them in your friendship group. It could be you. If you're listening and you don't know who that friend is, I'm sorry.
It's definitely you.
Look, and last week on the show, Nicole, we've been enjoying your boyfriend's beautiful voice every day on the show.
Mm.
Because he's a singer.
Yeah.
And he doesn't stop singing.
Oh, professional.
Well,
have you told him before, hey, keep it down, or do you encourage it?
Oh, I encourage it.
Yeah, you know she encourages it, Nate. We all encourage it. Anytime Paul's around at our place, we encourage the singing. Now, you might remember this hit. This was from last week's show. This is Paul singing I'm Out of Love.
Hallelujah, set me free.
Mm.
Set me out.
Get it, Paulie.
Show me the way.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, just like Anastasia.
He gets high, doesn't he?
Oh,
gets
he
real
does.
High.
He does.
You're not standing on his toes or something when he's singing. You've got a hold of something.
Yeah.
Now, look, on Friday's show and last week, I promised Hobart that I'd get him some backing vocals, some music production. Now, we ran out of time on Friday's show. We didn't get time to do it, but I have done this. So, Nicole, you haven't heard this before.
No.
But using that audio there, I went and got some professional singers in, got some music underneath him, because I want to show everyone I'm serious about your boyfriend's music career.
Oh, gosh.
You know, he's a big singer. I'm a huge fan. So, Nathan, can you throw to this? This is the I'm Out of Love. Give it a bit of, you know, Jimmy Nath jazz. It's the I'm Out of Love remix.
Here it is on Hit 100.9. It's Paul with the I'm Out of Love remix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There it is. The world first play, Paul, with I'm Out of Love.
Amazing.
That is a number one on iTunes. That is a number one.